The big issue of local concern was school funding, which now is secured at a higher level than a previous version of the budget. Here's Borough Manager Dan Bockhorst.
The actions taken by the second special session of the 29th Alaska Legislature means an additional $16.5 million for state education funding formula. That'll break down for our school district, the Ketchikan-Gateway Borough School District, to an additional $320,000.
That brings the school district budget up to the red line, which is the minimum that school district officials say is needed to maintain operations.
This is real good for the district.
That's school superintendent Robert Boyle. He says with red line funding secured, most of the supplies budgets are reinstated. What remains below the red line and potentially unfunded are a few new teaching positions, including for the Native Arts and Tribal Scholars programs, some activities funding, half-day preschools, the Schoenbar Middle School one-to-one computer program, and a portion of the district's operations and maintenance supplies. Boyle says those supplies are a concern, but the district is holding the line on spending now in hopes of mitigating that.
And since we quit spending in anticipation of potential budget cuts of significance, that means that the amount of revenue, unspent revenue, carried into next school year is increasing.
Boyle estimates that the carryover could end up at more than $1 million. House District 36 Representative Dan Ortez of Ketchikan called in from the special session in Anchorage soon after the budget was officially approved. He says he's pleased with the results, which restored funding for education, senior services, and the Alaska Marine Highway System. With this year's budget done, Ortez says lawmakers can start thinking about the next one.
Obviously, the big picture is what we still need to get to, which is how to get us to that sustainable budget level. The serious compromises and the serious consideration that needs to be given, you know, to solve that bigger issue, which is what I'm most happy about, is that we can move on to the bigger issue that the state is facing.
The bigger issue is a huge budget deficit, the result of low oil tax revenue. This year's deficit topped $3 billion, and next year's projection doesn't appear any better. Ortez says there has been talk of additional special sessions this year so lawmakers can focus on how to close that budget gap. With help from Ruth Eddy, I'm Layla Carey, reporting in Ketchikan.